Good morning. WHTC News Time is now 9:21. Time now to look ahead in Holland Public Schools, and we've got a really cool segment this morning. I teased it talking about a competition. It's a robotics competition. I got Rowan and Evan in the studio this morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good.
Good. Hello. Tell me about this competition, guys. Explain, because people who, just like I did, assumed that this is a robotics competition that's, we'll get to that in a second. Tell me first about what this competition is, and you guys are now in the state finals, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
So tell me about this robotics competition. How did it start, and what do you guys have to do?
So what basically happens is every year, just after New Year's, we get a competition, and we get a goal, basically, that we need to build a robot around, and we have 6 weeks to do so.
Uh-huh.
And so then we go with the other teams, and we compete with about roughly 40 teams from all across the state, usually ranging around from areas. They can be from schools like Holland.
So all over the place then, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of a time crunch, 6 months. You guys get it? I'm assuming you got it done here in the state competition. You must have got it done in time. Were you under pressure to get it done in that amount of time?
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of pressure during the whole build season. I mean, you only have 6 weeks. You have to design. You have to think up a plan that goes around what the game is this year.
Yeah.
And then with all the snow days we have, we only had like 5 weeks, four and a half. Yeah.
So tell me about this state competition that's coming up. What do you guys know ahead of time what you're going to have to be, what the robot will have to do?
Yes, it's the same as what we have in the district competitions.
Sure.
It's the same exact one. The state level one is just a higher level. And this year what we had to do, we had to be able to pass a ball to partners on the team. The teams are formed by different schools. And
sure.
Then we have to score into a goal.
Now that, I can imagine. I mean, I was a wrestler in high school, but let me tell you, I'm not the most athletic person. I can barely shoot a basketball into a hoop, let alone tell a robot to do that, or score it into a goal for that matter. So that's pretty impressive. This is beyond me because I have no idea the world of mechanics and things like that. How do you program a robot to do something like that, if there's a way to explain that?
I guess it's really just a whole collaborative effort. There's mentors and students working together, so people coming in from businesses that are putting their time in to help and promote programs like these and just teach the students pretty much everything they've learned.
Hmm.
So you have like software engineers that come in and they teach you like programs. We use a visual-based one called LabVIEW. That's just one of the many different languages that teams use. And we basically put all the components together. We get it programmed and pretty much get a working robot together with the help of students and mentors working together.
The segment is Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools, talking about a robotic state competition that's coming up for both Rowan Van Plagenhoff and Evan Brazita. Guys, I say your names right? Is that
yeah.
Okay?
That's, yeah.
That's the hardest part of this interview for me. Is this stuff pretty competitive?
Yes, it actually is really competitive. There's a team that's just down in the pit areas working on the robot between matches during the competition, but there's also our team in the stands who's constantly cheering for us. And then during our last two competitions, our last competition last week, we actually went undefeated.
Really?
But the whole time it was just really close, and some matches came down to who got a foul and who didn't get a foul.
Okay. So, I mean, it could really every competition, like in a sport, could vary depending on the day then. So you guys have a legitimate shot of winning the state title then, I'm assuming, just depending on how you perform then, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think we have a pretty good chance.
Outstanding. Yeah. Who are some of the schools that will be there at the state finals?
Holland Christian.
You guys know?
No, Holland Christian, we've heard that they were not going to state, but
okay.
We are not too sure on that. We know that that the top 64 teams do go to state, so from Hopkins, and there's also the team from West Ottawa. I'm assuming they're going to state.
Okay.
And, of course, there's our team.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure who else, but there's a lot of teams that are planning on going to state if they make
right.
it.
Guys, why would you recommend robotics to other people who are interested in this?
Well, there's just so much you can gather from it, like not even just from an engineering standpoint. There's
mm-hmm.
business, there's marketing. It's just a lot of like learning to interact with other people and other teams
yeah.
and just kind of building a network of interesting people and just learning a lot from that in itself.
Fascinating stuff. Once again, we're joined by two guys here in Rowan Van Plagenhoff and Evan Brazita that are easily much smarter than I am, and I just talk for a living. You guys actually use the, not that I don't use the full extent of my brain, but that's really, really impressive stuff. Guys, thanks for joining us this